Extracast Ranger.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Extracast Ranger, home of the Big Whopper.
So we don't have Gar, we don't have Emily, we still don't have Raven. So instead we got David.
Fuck you! I'm the creator!
He's worth three people.
And
I invented the piano key necktie!
I invented Cast Ranger!
Have you ever seen Zoolander?
No.
Oh, I have to show you Zoolander.
I prefer Zoolander.
He also needs to watch Back to the Future, but still, anyway.
I prefer Zoolander.
I still need to show him the Star Wars prequels.
Sure, just steamroll over my joke. Whatever, moving on.
Nobody cares!
First story.
Someone's getting married! Next!
They're finally getting married! So, props to our man Nobuo Akagi from Akiba Ranger, because his actor, Masato Wada, has announced his marriage to Risa Yoshiki, who is Hiromu's sister from GoBusters.
Wow.
So they're just,
he's fucking his way into canon.
Yep. Wait, GoBusters is also non-canon.
Into canon?
She's next.
But GoBusters wasn't canon.
No, I'm saying Akiba Ranger wasn't canon, but
Busted
GoBusters is.
Oh,
so he's working his way into officiality by marrying into actual Sentai.
Yeah, but that Sentai doesn't count because it's not a Power Ranger, so it doesn't matter.
It's Sentai, though, we're talking about.
He can't even Sentai.
Sentai, Kamen Rider, the Power Rangers, same thing.
Well, congratulations to the both of them.
So Masato posted on his blog, "I am deeply thankful for your continued support and kindness. Though it is a personal affair, today, November 22nd, I, Masato Wada, am happy to report that Ms. Risa Yoshiki and I have married. Many smiles were born from the first day we met and until today. For me, who had longed for a dream called family, her existence has become irreplaceable. Though I am still immature, it is my mission as a member of society to further improve myself. I am willing to work diligently so we can work together and contribute to the world. To everyone
who giving her the dick
supports us, we look forward to your continued guidance in the future. Thank you again."
Just imagine right now they're fucking...
And probably in a room full of GoBuster merch.
I wonder if he just goes like, "Jimbozo!"
He's using the sunglass gun.
So cute!
As a flashlight.
He probably impressed her by buying all of the GoBuster merch. And just lining
his
bedroom.
And now he's shooting her with the Akiba Ranger Morpher.
Yeah, that's why I did that.
Turns into a doll.
I was like, "So cute!"
Alright, good for him.
God, he looks weird without his, like, wacky hair.
Well, it's been, like, 3 years.
Oh, shit!
Next story.
Next we have...
David won!
Advertisements for Power Rangers t-shirts with some interesting designs.
Huh.
These are coming from Ripped Apparel, spelled R-I-P-T.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're pretty famous stuff, yeah.
So first we have the Power Rangers Lightning Bolt being used as a prism to separate lightning into separate colors, which is cool.
That's pretty neat.
Which is also just a thing they took from Pink Floyd, but yes.
Sure. This hilarious
I forgot you don't listen to good music.
This hilarious art of Green Ranger driving the Dragon Zord as a go-kart.
There you go, Ishii, that's everything you want.
Right?
You're going to make me add all these images in.
I don't know what this one's a reference to, but it's the Green Ranger and the Dragon
Zord. It's Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones summoning the Dragon Zord and using the Dragon Flute, and there's her three dragons in the background.
Mother of Dragon Ranger.
Yep.
Then we have what looks like an ad for a Power Rangers comic, I believe? Or maybe a video
game. It's a cover for a comic.
It looks like it's a cover for a video game, I think.
Oh, you know what it is? It's Rampage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it says Rangers.
Yeah, and it's them climbing on a building. So, there we go.
Then we have Red Ranger as a Star Wars pilot. Red Ranger standing by.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fucking cool.
And then we have
that's
this one.
Tommy getting all the... Yeah, Tommy with all of his shit.
If you like sucking Jason David Frank's dick a lot, this
wow.
is the truth
yeah.
for you.
It's almost like Gokaiser-like.
And then the
Tommy Oliver!
And then,
It's Green Ranger with the fucking Godzilla.
Should be Mech... No, it should be Mecha Godzilla.
Right?
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na!
So yeah, look up Ripped at rippedapparel.com if you want to get those shirts.
Get wrecked.
Get ripped.
Yep.
Come at me, bro. I'm ripped.
Kamen Rider Heisei Generation's final film is looking to hire a pair of Kamen Riders.
Kill
they
me.
They finally made the pun.
I don't think they actually...
slap.
I don't think they called it Kamen Riders. I think the Tokusatsu Network put that as their thing.
Probably. So, the staff behind the upcoming Movie Wars is offering a part-time job for two writers to cover the premiere event in Tokyo, interviewing guests and writing an event report. The job offers a per diem of 50,000 yen, which is about $500, as well as travel expenses covered and some bonus autographed character goods. They are seeking people who love Kamen Rider, and there are no restrictions on gender, age, or experience. So,
Ichi, get on it!
I actually looked into it. You need to have an address in Japan. Like, they say travel covered, but it's travel within Japan.
Oh.
Because they wouldn't let me pick an address that was outside of Japan. I tried.
That'd be cool.
So anyone who is eligible for that, they're accepting applicants until December 3rd, and the website to apply at is weban.jp, and then you just get
selected, and it's like, you can bring a friend with you. You'll be like, ooh.
We're going to Japan!
I get to meet Forze!
Cast Ranger Dune Alive!
I'm gonna kill myself.
Go see the movie. Fucking premiere.
I don't know what's going on!
Yeah.
Where are the subs?
Yeah, we're just like, can you put English subtitles, please?
Yeah, can you guys ask overtime real quick to make
subtitles? Yeah, can you guys hire overtime to sub the movie?
I prefer TV Nihon.
I prefer Hong Kong sub, please.
Midnight subs?
Indonesian subs?
Indonesian subs.
Next.
Hey, look at this. It's something involving Super Sentai and another thing.
Gingaman!
I know Gar wishes he could be here to talk about this because he's the one who told me about this. But yes, Seiju Sentai Gingaman is being put out on DVD by our would-be friends at Shout Factory.
Would-be?
Like, I'd like to be friends with them, but we are not.
Bruno's friends with them.
Cool.
Good for Bruno. We're not Bruno!
I know.
So they put out the box art of the DVD and it looks real good.
It looks like a Power Ranger.
I don't
looks
even
like shit!
I don't remember what the fuck the weapons they're using are.
I'm just gonna let you know right now, that looks a lot better than Go Busters.
Hey, Go Busters is an amazing show.
Go Busters didn't make a Power Ranger adaptation, that's how bad it was. When Saban tells you to fuck off.
Oh, sorry, we couldn't use a camera gun or a fucking binocular sword to sell his toys.
So, this series will be on DVD for the U.S. price of $59.97 on January 30th.
Yep.
Pre-order now!
Does it come with subtitles?
What?
Does it come with subtitles?
Yeah, they're all subtitled.
I should fucking hope so.
No, they
it's
are.
A North American
they are.
Release.
They are.
So, I wonder if, like, who they use for their subtitles.
Maybe they sub it themselves.
Oh, God, please no.
I don't know.
That would be, like, subtitles.
Someone who's bought like... Shout Factory DVDs, let us know.
That's like Funimation subtitles.
They're just those terrible yellow ones that are always have the name.
Yeah, and they're always and every time they don't put a border around them, so it's like it merges with the background sometimes.
So the first time I ever watched Dot Hack Sign Sub, they translated Skaith's name into Zex. And I'm like,
okay,
that's wrong.
That's like the second Death Note opening and the dub, and they just like. Totally subbed over what
it's saying, hey, Ningen fucker, and it like comes up with this elaborate fucking poetry that has nothing to do with what.
Even though when I was watching the dub on TV, I looked at it, I was like,
that's not right.
That's not it. Wow, guys.
All right.
It's okay,
next.
It's better than the Death Note movie.
I never saw that.
Next, I know we usually leave the Super Raya related stuff to Ultra Ranger, but I thought this was worth mentioning. The Gridman Complete Series Blu-ray information.
Yay.
Because I like Gridman.
Does it come with a better show?
It might.
Just love as an added bonus. Like, pre-order now and you get the entirety of Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
That would be amazing! So, the set includes...
It just comes with Teen Girl Squad.
The set includes 7 discs and the official runtime for the entire series of 39 episodes in 1080p HD, a 950-minute as well as 100 minutes of special bonus content, a special left and creditless opening and ending sequence.
Cool.
Will be released on December 20th and will cost 32,900 yen. So that's over $350 stateside.
That's pretty normal.
For a complete DVD series.
Price. Yeah. It's an old series, too.
And apparently a special event titled Gridman, Last Time Beyond Time and Space, will be held on January 8th to commemorate the release and celebrate the 14th anniversary of the series.
Gridman.
Pretty cool.
It's like Ultraman, but on the internet.
Doing whatever a grid can.
Wait, was that show that we did that I found out that that intro was like really, really good?
It was
dubbed.
Well, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, that was the American adaptation.
Yeah, that's the one we did, right? That's the one we did.
We did Samurai Cyber Squad at a convention.
That's where Tim Curry's the villain.
It was the one where we were, they're going through the computer. Like, the intro is, they're going through, like, different CPUs and different motherboards and stuff.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did do that. I didn't do it at a convention.
Gridman,
we did it
in here, and we did Samurai Cyber Squad at a convention.
Okay, so that's what it was, yeah.
Next. Confirmed playable in Kamen Rider Climax Fighters, which is coming out in a couple weeks, Kamen Rider Black!
Because, you know, it's the 30th anniversary of Kamen Rider Black.
Mr. Black. And
also, Kamen Rider Black.
Also,
here comes a new challenger!
Hello?
Because I gave you the... Oh.
It's a blaze!
Well, look who showed up, by the way.
Power Rangers Live Tour postponed!
God damn it.
Why does that suck for you?
Because my parents got me tickets, like VIP tickets to the show for my birthday. No. I mean, we're getting a refund.
So
that's okay. Don't worry about it. You'll get your refund. All right, then...
gotta go. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
And that was that. Yeah, just postponed. Very sad.
Ticketing agencies are citing production delays and errors as the reason for the postponement. You know what? The error was?
I couldn't find it.
No, the error was not that you couldn't find it. The error was they need to wait until we have a better show.
They have to wait until, like, they actually do what? A proper Gokaiger episode.
So, ticketing agencies are apparently citing production delays and errors of different kinds for the reason for the postponement. And my immediate thought was, yeah, you know what the error was? We need to wait until we have a better Power Rangers show.
No, it's okay.
You need to wait till Key Ranger fucking gets
it. It's better than Ninja.
Is that really hard?
Yeah, because it could have been Go Busters.
Fuck you! So apparently, according to the official website for Power Rangers Live, the show has been delayed until 2019. Meaning the live show is no longer concurrent with the 25th anniversary year as planned. Oh no.
Ouch. That sucks.
Power Rangers Live? Not anymore.
Womp womp.
Yeah, next. So, Super Mini Pla, Live Robo, and Live Boxer revealed.
So these are the robots mechs from...
I would assume Live Man.
Yeah.
And they combine. Yep. It's a super live robo.
So Gar is extremely happy about this because it's usually rare that they make Showa, Sentai, anything. So,
According to a pre-order link from Amazon Japan, it will cost 4536 yen and will be released March 31st.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Now, the Mini Plus are cool. They're nice little models, so...
They're neat.
And they're fun to build, apparently.
All right, next... Super Sentai Artisan DX1 Tiger, a.k.a. the White Tiger Zord.
I have that!
So Japan's getting it. Oh yeah, the one I gave you.
Yeah. Still got it. It's on my desk.
Woo!
So it is capable of combining with the previously released Direno, as you can see in the scan. Also included are 7 treasure pearls, which can be swapped out. It will be a premium Bandai release, and it will cost 14,400 yen.
Oh, so he comes with, like, different, like, pearls that you can put in his mouth?
Yeah.
That's
the different attacks.
That's cool.
Yeah. That is pretty neat.
Which means he probably just has, like, a light up in the actual, like, mouth, and then when you put the pearl over it, it just lights up.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good job, Bandai Japan.
Next. Bandai is introducing... eco-friendly Super Sentai and Kamen Rider toys.
What the hell is this shit?
Because when you can't afford shit, this is what you can get.
What the? Is that a fucking? What the hell is that? Are those full models?
It's like those dollar store like guns that have like the brand name on them, but they're
look
like.
Look at the
and
full
then they
model.
Go,
no, look at the full models.
Hold on, I'm scrolling down here.
What the fuck is that?
What the hell?
That's a full model. What the hell?
No! That's that thing attaches to the end of it and makes the gun barrel longer. See, look, you can see in the top left the different modes it has.
Yeah, it's a gun.
I see why you would say full model though, because it does look like one.
No, we see these all the time. Like, there's like if you go on eBay and you like put in like Kamen Rider Gaim or something like that, there's like this like dollar store blaster you can get that just has Gaim on it.
It's the same kind of terrible toy you'd see in any convenience store.
Yeah.
I found a Kamen Rider double mold at dollar store once.
That's nice. Cool.
So we're looking at two different toys in this new Eco Metal line, which include Q-Reno and this gun that we're talking about, which is apparently called the Kamen Rider Build Shotgun.
I want it.
I want Bill to have me build a shotgun.
Right?
Shotgun! Deer!
That's
best
it.
Match!
It's officially canon. Kamen Rider Build has SWAT mode.
Oh god, can we just have a thumbnail of just like Bill with like a hunting hat on or something and just a shotgun?
No, it should be Build SWAT mode. It's just... That would be so good.
No,
it
you know what? Just
build
build on
build
the
with
red
no, with the blue
with
and
the
red lights on his head.
Yeah, but build with like the red SPD's body, like SWAT mode.
And I'll put the fucking toy shotgun in his hand.
There you go.
So the point of this line are putting out toys that use less unnecessary packaging and are eco-friendly. The build shotgun has internal mechanisms that allow you to play the toy sound without using batteries.
Cool.
Which means it's probably like some sort of clicking mechanism.
Yeah, or it's like a wind-up thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing the Q-Reno just doesn't have electronics in it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cheap.
Yep.
But that's neat. It does look pretty impressive for an eco-minded toy.
Yeah, if it works with the other Zords and stuff, then, like, Voyagers, like, why not?
Sure.
Next. I want that Kamen Rider shotgun, though.
I bet you can find it. It's not that hard.
Next, Kamen Rider Build DX Legend Rider full bottles.
Ooh, yes.
And by those, we mean the single bottles for each rider.
So,
let's see. You gonna buy me my double one?
We're getting the Ghost bottle, the Drive bottle, the Gaim bottle, the Wizard bottle, and the Forzy bottle.
Can you just fucking mention Ghost?
I mean, Trash, the Trash bottle.
That's better.
It's pumpkin juice.
But we're getting... So, of course, these are coming out as a fucking set, because god fucking damn it. So, but I want the Drive bottle, like, for sure.
I don't want any of those, I just want double.
I don't like the weird ribbed shape they have.
Dude, no,
they
it's like, ribbed for
like,
your...
They look like Gatorade.
For your pleasure. No, it's your ribbed for your pleasure.
Ew.
So no info on price or release date yet.
I'm gonna have to buy these. Does anyone want to buy the Ghost one off me? No? Sorry, I'm burning it. I forgot.
Yeah, you gotta burn it, just like his life.
Learn your your place, trash!
You gotta burn it bright, just like his life.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was watching, like, a Ghost fucking compilation of, like, every henshin attack and stuff he does in the show. It was an hour and 20-minute long video. 45 minutes of that video was just Ghost's stuff. And just every fucking form he used, just, my life's burning bright! I'm like, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It's almost like Ghost was bad.
My name is Blah 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 Takaru, and I am a fucking terrible person. Yeah. When you have to fucking walk in, every time you walk in the room, you have to say your name. So I'm like, oh man, hey everybody, I'm David DeLude. How you doing?
I'm David DeLude. Look at me.
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying.
Oh, he's mad.
Ooh wee.
Next.
Here's something you'll like. Premium
it's
Bandai
a book.
Is releasing Philips Gaia Library book.
Oh my god.
I need it.
I don't need it. I don't need it. I definitely don't need it. I 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 need it!
I need it!
I, please, please, if you hold the book, let there be a button where he just goes,
I mean, I
if
have
there
the
isn't,
sound.
I'm gonna. If there isn't, I'm gonna cut a fucking hole in this in the book.
I have big, the soundtrack. We can just play the song.
And then what I'll do is I'll put a giant green LED in it. So every time I open the fucking book, it shines a green LED in my face.
You need to also have it so that when you pick up the book, the logo appears on the front cover of whatever the fuck you're googling.
Porn. Yeah. All right.
Oh, no, wait. I can literally just coat the entire front end of it with green and just green screen whatever I want on it.
Oh my God. I mean, like, this is totally out of nowhere, but...
It's just a book, but I want it!
It took them 7 years to do this!
No, okay. David, this is what you need to do. You need to get this book, and then you need to get Shotaro's, like, actual wind scale hat. And then just put them together.
I have it! Oh, Chris has it.
No, I don't remember what I did with it, but I don't think
I the last time I remember having it was I put it on the edge of the television.
So apparently the book will come with not only the actual cover, but a Joker-themed cover.
Ooh.
And it will come with a bookmark in the shape of a Gaia memory.
That's cool.
Hey guys, it comes out March. You want to buy it for me?
What is someone in the
pre-orders will begin in March.
Someone in the chat put the scene from SpongeBob where he's like looking at the glass of water. He's like, I don't need it.
I am adding that meme. I'm adding that meme in. Fuck it.
I love SpongeBob is the greatest thing to meme.
So no info yet on price or when it's releasing, but pre-orders will begin in March.
Fuck it. Next, the best one ever.
You know what? They released Akiko's slipper. So yeah, fuck it. Phillip's book.
Best one ever!
Next,
best one ever, right
we
here!
We have more info regarding the renewal Fang Joker figure.
And just... Wow, that's gorgeous.
I wouldn't put money that was a video game render.
No, that's a renewal figure art, and that looks fucking beautiful.
I love this one image of him on the right. Excuse me. Because...
Whoa.
Because no other image has made it more clear that Fang Joker has three different spikes on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they actually put shoulder fang, arm fang, and
Fang Strizer
on.
Yeah, because he throws the shoulder one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he slashes with the arm one and kicks with the other one.
All right, so Bandai Tamashii has updated their webpage with this info. Fang Joker appears to be a mass retail release instead of premium Bandai.
Well, that's good.
He will be hitting the shelves in April 2018 at Tamashii's pickup releases, priced at 64.80 yen. So that's pretty reasonable.
It's like 80, 90 bucks.
Here, I'm buying it.
Neato burrito.
I have to add that to my double shrine.
Next, we have SH Figure Arts Renewal Garo.
Oh, that's pretty. Paul would love that. Oh my god.
It's so shiny.
I don't really like it.
I hope he comes with a cape. Because Garo has a cape.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, go down.
We're scrolling through the images.
Oh, he doesn't have a cape. That's dumb.
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, he's supposed to have a cape.
Chris, Photoshop a cape on it.
Makai Knight's supposed to have the capes. No capes.
So, this was just announced as premium Bandai release. The figure will cost 9,900 yen.
Yeah.
And pre-orders are now live as of the 22nd, and it will be out in June.
I feel like this is going to be, like, even though it's an SH figure, which is, like, you know, it's really poseable, it's really nice, but... You won't want to touch this thing. It's like an SIC figure. Like, you pose it once, and then you never touch it again.
Oh, my God. The images of it are all so good.
Yeah, like, look at the detailing on that.
Okay.
The problem I have with it is that I guarantee you the gold paint is very easy to brush off.
Meiji, you and I need to watch Garo.
Yeah, make sure you use the first image from the set of images, the close-up on the front of it. It looks really
good. Yeah, I know. Chris, I know how to edit. Come on.
I'm just saying.
I've only been doing it for 4 years now.
I know, but there's like 12 images to use.
That's
I know.
That's pretty. All right.
Next,
Oh, God, please, someone, please shoot me. Please, God, oh, right in the face. Please, Daddy.
In a move I didn't really see coming, SH Figure Arts Laser Level Zero.
I literally love the fact that we have laser level zero, but we still have not gotten laser level three.
I know, right?
I saw this picture on Twitter, and I was just like, hey, Ichi, look, laser figure art, lol.
Yeah, I clicked that link so fast I didn't even notice what you had said because I didn't piece together that you were teasing me about level three. So I immediately saw it was level zero, and I was like, god damn.
Well, but does he not look like he's wearing a scuba suit? He looks like he's wearing a scuba suit.
And has a
I
duck
never
face.
Realized. He looks like he has a rebreather on his mouth.
Yeah, no, it's a duck. It's a duck bill. He has a fucking duck bill.
It's gross.
I know it's engine exhaust, so
oh,
before
God.
Anyone comments about right. that.
So I'm
hashtag
just gonna,
comments
I'm gonna,
for Lane.
I'm gonna put a disclaimer on this right now for this next story, and David
well,
will
before
agree
we
with
move
me.
On, I'm... I have to talk about this one. So,
okay.
Laser Turbo, Bite Gamer Level Zero, will be a Tamashii Web exclusive. Will be releasing in May 2018 for 59.40 yen.
Okay.
So, we got a look at some things happening in the Laser versus Genmu movie!
Yeah.
And first thing we got was a proper look at Genmu level billion.
Yeah, and apparently, I read the description for this form. Apparently, it has, like, multiple cheats and literally has the ability to bend the entire universe around him.
Which
so he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Because it's God Maximum Mighty X, so he has the powers of a god.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what this does.
But like, okay, but doesn't the zero level Gashits have the ability to negate the powers of other Gashits?
Well, the level zeros have the ability to negate Bugster powers, so it's kind of subject. But the reason this was more exciting for me...
Here we go.
...is because we also got a look at the new laser form!
Yes. So, Commander Laser, Giri Giri Chambara, level
okay,
X.
We don't yet know what the actual full proper form name is, but the best guess that we have is Commander Laser Chambara Gamer level X. The scan showed us that it's level X. He's using the Bungle Driver Zulai with some variant of Giri Giri Chambara, but we don't know if it's actual Giri Giri Chambara, Proto Giri Giri Chambara, or some third version that is going to be brand new, but I hope it's actual Giri Giri Chambara so I don't have to purchase another gadget.
No, it's going to have to be
Giri Giri Chambara
gonna...
in the Zulai sitting on my desk right now.
No, but... it's going to be another one. It's going to be a new one because they're going to be giving it away at the theater.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, these are,
or
these
giving
are...
it away with the blue with the DVD.
But yeah. Oh my god, it's a blue laser! It's everything I could have ever
oh
wanted!
Oh my god! I mean, a blue laser! It's better than those red lasers everyone
like,
keeps talking about!
I love the colors they've picked, and like, the patterns on it look almost runic, and I don't know what the reason for this to happen is, but I'm... I actually started hyperventilating when I saw this, and... Like, Raven came out of the bathroom at our office, and he was like, Ichi, are you okay? And I was just like, blue laser!
Yeah, no, Ichi's excited. It's cool. I prefer the yellow more, like, the original version, but it's cool.
Can we get a figure out of this one instead? Because if so, I don't care about level 3 anymore!
No, we won't.
Please! I know you're listening! You have to be!
Bandai Gods, please!
You made this! You have to be listening to me!
You're listening to my thoughts.
Oh!
Yeah, Ichi's so excited. That's adorable. But yeah, go back to fucking God Maximum Mighty. Yeah, just, oh. I know it's a
you know
repaint,
what?
But...
As always, Genmu makes X8 forms look good.
Like
I really like this.
I love that he has just like the Genmu eyes too. Like that's so cool.
I can't wait for him to announce that he's level 1 billion.
Level 1 billion.
It's like
that's gonna be funny because I guarantee you this is where he dies forever.
Well, probably. I mean,
yeah.
He's only down
or he
to, like
just
two
gets
lives.
Sent to Bugster Jail for
Bugster Jail.
Oh my God! Wait. We have a bug visor Zwei, right?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just use it?
Right? Maybe the maximum, maybe the god gadget, like, negates it? I don't know.
Like, oh, fuck you! Oh, you're level 1 billion? Oh, you're level 1 billion? You know what I have? Jail.
I have your Pokeball.
Apparently, level billion is so powerful that even Muteki can't fucking do shit against it.
Whatever.
I guarantee you,
it's not as powerful as you think. He just has the ability to negate Muteki.
All I know
he created
is
it.
This movie.
He created it. He has the ability to negate it.
This movie
That's it.
Is going to put Dan at his absolute best. Like, this movie will be the best we've ever seen him.
We absolutely have to have in the movie him attaching Hyper Muteki to that. So we can get Gen Muteki.
Oh, I'll be so happy. Then, you know what? If that happens, if Gen Muteki happens, in my Genmu display, I'm permanently keeping God Max Almighty and Hyper Muteki in my Gamer Driver. And it's never coming out. That'll be fucking cool.
Oh my god, this has been an emotional week for me.
I know.
So much double stuff, so little money.
Right?
So, that is extra for the week. I apologize.
That's why I put a disclaimer beforehand.
And if you want to listen live before I edit out all the squeaks, you can listen to it on the Discord. Yeah. Thank you guys for watching, and see you guys in the next one. I gotta take another shot.
I gotta take a shit.
No, I'm gonna take a shot. I'm taking another shot of the
fireball. Get shot up!
Drink up! Bye-bye.
Bye.